Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. So, that is a question that needs to be asked, though.
Which one?
The one you asked.
In the break?
Yeah.
It's not, shouldn't be laughed at, but it's like, man, look, I get it. Yes, in some instances, very, very low percentage, the stats will bear it out that there are false claims in this regard. But we were talking about it. Let's just say in the scenario, you are a person, a man who happens to, I don't know, be at a massage therapist, and you're not like Deshaun and goes, women only. So you don't care if it's a guy. And let's just say a guy twice your size is in the room and he's massaging you. And all of a sudden this guy goes, hey, you want to take care of the kid? And then because he's bigger than you, I know guys don't contemplate this like a guy could force you to do something. Just let's just say a guy's twice your size and you can't, you're not going to hold him off. And he goes, touch this, touch it.
Or rubs it on you.
Is that a money grab if you want to
hell
sue him?
No, I'm going to tell you this. I'm suing his ass.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I go to a place for massage and some person twice my size, a man forces me in that regard, I'm suing.
I'm suing him. Okay.
No, he's finna catch these fists. No, he's finna catch these papers.
That's right. Because guess what? I ain't fighting, dude. Yeah. And I also don't want
to. Hello? I'd like you to have these papers. Bang. Filed. Done.
Goodness gracious.
Call it a money grab.
You think about it like that? Yeah, I'm suing you.
Yeah.
Catch this suit.
Yeah, he ain't catching no fists.
And he catch
I'm
going to
get my ass kicked doing that.
Soup mart. I'm about to put this soup mart on.
So to be clear, as guys, most of us feel that we're never in a situation where we can't handle ourselves just because
we got
that stupid mentality. There are some instances where you're just going to lose a fight. You're going to lose it.
Yeah.
And if a guy says, you know, hey, this is what I'm here for, do it.
What throw yourself, gonna, throw you, yourself in jail and see what happens.
Is it a money grab if you sue that person for what they did to you? No.
That's an aggressive, well, I mean, I guess that's what he's saying too. I was about to say, that's an aggressive example you're using. But
what's happening in this instance?
Well, somebody twice as big.
I never heard Deshaun Watson went full Micah Parsons.
No. Apparently he forced the woman
alleged
to perform oral. Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly
so,
perform, you know, grab, put, you,
grab whatever coerced in. Or whatever it yeah. happened. Yes, they felt forced. So
that is, I mean, somebody that is twice as big as you, coercing you or whatever to do stuff.
I cannot believe.
Guess what? They're going to catch a suit for me.
You know what? And Zach Greinke's just sitting there like, yeah, I'd rather y'all not talk about me. That makes me uncomfortable anyway. I mean, I did, you know, go 7 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs. I mean, I'm just out here doing my Zach Greinke stuff. But y'all keep on with your Deshaun talk. I mean, I wish we weren't, but there's this new stuff. Like, I don't know if you guys are over it, and I'm not over it yet because there's new stuff coming out, and I just – you think – see, something that the – Lauren Baxley's – she's one of the accusers. She had an associate, I guess, read her statement, which was, like I said, it was a direct comment to Deshaun Watson, and there was some anger in there,
mm-hmm.
serious. And, you know – this isn't, we've got all this stuff going on right now. There's new stuff out and about. I just feel like, I don't even know if I should say this. I hope I don't get in trouble for this. I don't think I'll get in trouble for the fact that it's just my opinion. I think there's a chance that she pointed out, what she said was directly, you've cultivated this image. You're a fraud. And I understand why she would say that, because she's seen a different side than other people, allegedly. I feel like there's a chance that Deshaun has a potential sexual addiction, certainly a fetish, a sexual addiction that has a hard time controlling. It's something that he maybe doesn't love. Maybe it even makes him feel guilty, but he keeps going after it because that is the very basis of sex addiction. It's just like alcohol, food. You know, people don't like to associate, but food, alcohol, drugs, sex, these are impulses, gambling. And Deshaun may have an impulse addiction with sex. I think it's becoming more and more likely if these stories are true. And I don't necessarily think that that eliminates that he's been a total fraud. I really don't. I think there's a chance that Deshaun has got a lot of good guy stuff to him, and he does want to help people out and all that. Now, that doesn't mean that he doesn't have another side to him that is maybe a little bit darker side. But I don't know that that means everything has been cultivated and he's a phony and a fraud.
Or
that's tough for me to say. And
or it does.
Maybe it does. And maybe I'm seeming insensitive. But I think there's a chance that there's a side of Deshaun that needs a lot of help.
Yeah, it needs help. Right.
It doesn't mean that he is fundamentally a fake, a fraud, and a phony.
No, not necessarily. But it also could mean that, too.
But it could.
Yeah.
It could.
All right. By the way, Nike, this just came out by CNBC. Nike has suspended its endorsement of NFL star Deshaun Watson.
There's going to be a spiral now.
There's the first. Now that there's a face to it. I mean, Nike had not done anything before this. Now, all of a sudden, since yesterday, they've decided, since these accusers came out, now Nike says we are distancing ourselves from Deshaun. Let's get Art in here on ESPN 975. Hey, Art.
Hey, guys. You guys got me laughing over here, but most massage therapists don't have that much money, so if I'm in that situation, they're going to catch some hands, not some papers. But
if you throw those hands, you probably can't throw those papers. Just know that. No, more than like most people are going to be throwing hands. Let's be real about this. If somebody does, I mean, he's right. Art's right.
Well,
if somebody messes with you, John Granato's first thing's, I'm suing.
Well, no.
Chicago John's coming out.
No, but guess what? If you've got no chance against this dude, like these women would have no chance against Deshaun Watson.
Oh, no. I'm not saying, I'm just saying specifically John Granato.
Yeah, no. Oh, I'm going to.
Like if Yanni were doing a massage to you.
Yes.
And he does
Yanni.
Things.
Yanni. Yanni?
Why
would you put Yanni?
Yanni,
sorry, Art. I'm sorry to hog your time.
Yanni is not intimidating in any way, shape, or form. I mean, nice. You talk about soft.
I'm not putting Alonzo on this.
Go ahead. Art is gone.
Yeah, okay. So is there any way that the Texans can get out of the contract now but still like retain his rights? So maybe like a year or two from now when he maybe has some value, they can still control him but not have to pay him. And then on the team that he could go to is the Raiders, man. They're in Vegas. He can be safe there. Anything goes over there. I'll hang up and listen.
If he's on the exempt list, he gets paid. If he's on the commissioner's exempt list, which is most likely going to happen to him, he's going to get paid. He gets paid his money.
He's going to need it because this is going to end, and Rusty can say whatever he wants. This is going to end, and I will guarantee this ends in a settlement.
Yeah.
Or multiple settlements. Now, how it's structured, I don't know.
Unless it goes to trial.
But then each of them are going to need to go to trial.
Yeah.
Deshaun doesn't play for 2 years?
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to take a while. I mean, yeah.
And just know that Deshaun, you may catch more cases in that time, and you also may have some stuff leak out. I don't know, man. Yeah. This is not great.
It's not good. Gary's next here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Gary.
Hey, got 3 points. So the first one, Dale, I think you actually hit the nail on the head inadvertently. There's an entire industry of lawyers who turn fender benders into these massive settlements that they get from these companies. They actually have doctors where they send their patients to get them false treatment and things like that. And so something that should have been, hey, let's just exchange insurance, turns into, 6 months of physical therapy, quote unquote, pain and suffering. Like, that's a real thing, and it's unfortunate.
Yeah, that's
number two, as far as public perception, guys, I actually feel like, I feel like the public perception may be different on the record as opposed to off the record, right? We're in the Me Too era, and I just want to say, like, I actually really support that in cases of, like, real like Bill Cosby, right? You're drugging women and having sex with them and things like that. It seems as what Deshaun Watson done is more inappropriate, right? I'd say that. But if you read the actual cases, it's a lot of took a towel off, basically tried to see if something could happen, and he left. It's inappropriate, but I mean, I really feel like Busby is kind of using the Me Too momentum to turn what's really the minor type of stuff into major stuff. It's a reason that none of these cases have, these women have, you know, had charges filed, at least to this point. Two of them have gone to the police, but that's not the same thing as having a charge filed. Number three, I'll just say this. And this is me as a black guy, right? I hate it when people just cry racism about everything because it takes away from actual racism, right? We have a guy in Minneapolis who really got his knee kneeled on for 8 minutes. So don't be like, oh, this guy cut me off in traffic, he's racist. It takes away. I feel the same thing with the Me Too. I support it. But when you have cases like this and these 22 women coming out, like, it just waters down the whole movement because I think most people think, like, Deshaun's a creep, right? Yeah, he's a creep. But is he a criminal? Has he actually assaulted any of you all women? I don't think so. And that's from talking to several people, women included. So that's what I got.
Wait, but don't go. I want to ask you a question to see if this.
He's gone.
What? Okay. You can call back in if you want. How is what Deshaun is doing? Tell me all the differences between. If you support the Me Too movement, two of the biggest faces, is Harvey Weinstein. And Harvey Weinstein, there was like an exchange of sexual gratification or whatever for a chance to be in movies and things like that. Louis C.K. was, a lot of it was exposure, and there was masturbatory stuff with exposure. Did he support that Me Too? Because there was not even as many known instances of him as there are alleged instances with Deshaun Watson. Like, you say you support Me Too movement, but you're trying to define what it is. And your definition of saying, well, this 22 waters down, and I've talked to women. Didn't you talk to women in the case? Like, well, I don't know what that means.
So, well, and,
I wish we could have had a back and forth.
And though. by his points, too, yes, there are ambulance chasers, lawyers that are ambulance chasers, and they, you know, they create pain and suffering, and then there's pain and suffering, and then there's, like, if I get into an accident, ask somebody who's gotten into an accident and they're not the same anymore. So there is, yes, there absolutely is, but there's also people who actually suffer.
It's not all of one and all of the other.
Yeah, you're right. It's so I mean, I don't know. Are these women suffering? I can't tell you.
I'm just not going to come out and say they're not, just because.
Yeah, just because there are people who do try to. There are money grabs. Absolutely.
Yes.
There are false accusations, sexual assault. Yes, there are. Are you sure that that's the case here?
And he said.
I don't know.
And he said the stuff didn't rise to being criminal. Well, in some instances, he's being accused of forcing oral sex on them. So that would be a criminal case. Now, as far as whether being proven or not, there are two people in a room. And I don't know. And apparently that's going to be difficult to prove criminally.
By the way, you said, yeah, there are no charges yet.
Yet. That as well. Yet. We don't know.
When a charge comes, or you change your mind now?
Maybe. And the Houston PD just got that case, less than a week ago. So we don't know.
Yeah. I mean, there's an investigation now that someone has come forward and they have filed a complaint. So maybe a charge is coming.
Possibly.
And then when that happens, does that change your mind on it?
No, there's not going to be a mind. People have already made their mind.
I know.
Some have made it up that Deshaun is 100% guilty.
I made up my mind that this sucks because our quarterback appears to have a problem, and I wish he was the guy that we thought. I don't know if he's not the guy that we thought he was. I don't know. All I know is he's got a real problem. And now we all have, and now we're hearing about all of this stuff and not talking about Zach
Greinke. How much would you care if it wasn't made public? Maybe that's an unfair question to ask you on the air, but I was just thinking about that. If you didn't know, if you thought, man, Deshaun, you know the conversation, right, there's a public conversation and private. Sometimes we have the private conversations publicly because you deserve it, because very few shows will do it anymore. Everyone's too afraid. But the fact is, the private conversation you'll have people's saying, and I've already had these with other people saying this, is, man, Deshaun's just a freak.
Yeah.
Deshaun's just getting his freak on. He needs to be doing this, this, and this. You get these five girls. I've had that private conversation. I've had that with people. If it were private and none of, and this stuff came out, but it never came out publicly, but you know about it, would you say, and I think it's a question, maybe just a hypothetical that you can answer yourself, a rhetorical question. Would you be, like, what would your response be if you knew that Deshaun had, let's just say, if you knew for a fact Deshaun had had this kind of stuff going on, would you say, that man's a freak, he's got an issue, he needs to do this or that? Or would you say, man, this is a real problem and Deshaun needs help? Like, how would you, I don't know, what would your how would you process that? It's like I said, it's rhetorical. You don't have to answer it if you don't want.
I mean, it's a tough question. And it's 8:16 as well. Coming up, when we come back, more calls and looking forward to talking about H&P right here on ESPN.
Don't miss that, guys.
97.
Oh, so that's what we're doing now?
That's what we're doing. We're promoting.
Live spots from the for the next segment.
For the next segment. Yeah. So that's what we're doing here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 819 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. This is a question that needs to be asked. Jackie asked, LZ, will you be working Merry Band of Hog Swallowers into your mocks at any time?
Was that the phrase I used? Merry Band? Also? I just don't recall.
That happened yesterday.
Yes, that's exactly what you said.
That's your Merry Band of Hog Swallowers.
That was actually an accident. I've said that before. It didn't come out. It came out more gruesome than I had expected.
I mean, do you have that on? Did you capture
it? I don't think you should play
everything
that.
Everything is Mr. saved. I just have to find it.
You got to go find
David
that.
David Gow's not going to be happy with that one.
Well,
that
replay. It's on the podcast.
He's not going to be happy with that replay, intentional replay.
Well, maybe you watch yourself.
Yesterday's show, you missed
there
it.
There was
angry.
Some Deshaun talk. You missed some Deshaun talk. National title. Who's better, Baylor or...
Yeah, you missed an angry Lance Zierlein
at the very end.
Throughout, I think
that's
went throughout.
Yeah, no, I mean,
at the very end.
You're easily triggered. That's for sure.
No, that's not can't be. That can't be further from the truth.
Okay, sure.
Let's get Todd in here. Hey, Todd, how are you?
Well, it was all right. Man, I've been waiting, and now you pull me in after Merry Band of Hog Swallowers. You got Tony Buzzing's number. I'm a little uncomfortable.
We all are. We all are.
No, you know, this. I think Lance, you hit it on the head. He needs to. I think the best thing he can do right now. There's a best thing and the worst thing, which is what he's doing. The best thing is to say, "Look, I got something weird going on, and some of what you've. There's a lot of stuff out there. I think I have a problem, and I need some help. Go somewhere and say, until I get my head on straight and can understand what's going on with me, I'm not going to say anymore. But some of these are patently untrue. Some of them, there are parts of truth. I'll discuss that when I understand it better myself. The worst thing you can do is say, this is a money grab. Because all that tells me, that's the Bill O'Brien school of self-defense. You suck, too. Yeah, this stuff happened, but you wanted money. You suck, too.
That's
anyway,
true.
I'll say this and I'll hang up.
All right, man. That is true. Hang up.
Hold on. Hold on.
Wait, you got one more.
Go ahead, Todd.
Go ahead.
Yeah. This.
I'll say this and I'll hang up. So he said this?
Yeah. Oh. I guess.
Pretty good call by Todd.
Yeah. No. You know what? It is. Hey, they're just trying to get money. Yeah. They're trying to get money. Yeah.
Well, no. This is the revenge. You did this, and the only recourse we have is... And I understand the idea about why didn't you come
time.
to... Why didn't you come to the police and this? Yeah. Because women deal with this stuff all the time, and until there was probably a groundswell, a lot of them didn't want to come up. And there's a lot of women who deal with this who would not file a civil suit, would not I'm sure a lot of massage therapists deal with this on a regular basis.
This is pretty good. Scott says, I think Dell's analogy would be different if someone waited a long time to come forward about a wreck. On the other hand, if he had 22 wrecks, I guess it would surely signal a real problem. You know what? Deshaun has had 20. You know what? He's a bad driver.
Yes.
And he's got to get off the road.
You can't get like insured.
So when Rusty Harden brought the 18 women who were like, well, we had a fine experience. Well, okay. For 18 times, he made it home without an accident. What about the other times?
Right.
It should be 100%.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or at least closer to 95% in terms of accidents.
Look, Deshaun didn't have an accident today.
Yeah. Congratulations. He got home without wrecking.
Right? This is good, right?
Yeah. I drove home and I didn't have an accident.
What about 2 days ago?
What about?
And the day before.
And yesterday.
Remember when we used to be able to talk about, is Deshaun elite?
You know, How good could he really be when his team goes 4-12? Those conversations were the ones we were having. Remember? Yeah. Remember him and Pat Mahomes?
Remember?
Deshaun was a top 5 quarterback in the league. Remember?
How much could Texas get for him? Four first rounders plus Christian Wilkins?
Four's not
and
enough.
And Xavier Howard? How much?
Well, I still think that's a fair offer.
Sure it is. Sure.
I think that's fair. Nick, let's get him in here.
Hey, I would take now Tua, Wilkins, and two firsts.
And Mac Hollins. There's the deal. First. You get Mac Hollins. There's the deal.
We got enough special teams players.
No, you're building up a special teams force.
We are. We're a special teams elite. No, we got an elite
third phase
team of
Houston Texans third phase. That's what special teams called third phase.
Yeah.
That's like should be their rallying cry.
Yeah.
This is what they're shooting.
We'll dominate you in special teams, except for our kicker.
Let's get Nick in here. Hey, Nick.
Hey there, guys. How's it going?
Good.
How you doing, man?
Not too bad. I think you guys might be onto something with the whole compulsion thing. There is definitely a field for massage therapists that do the extra. It's not that hard to find. And somebody like Deshaun, if he wanted that, it'd be easy to find a regular person to do it over and over and never give him any grief.
That's not what he wants.
The fact that he keeps going to these people is so many different people, I think that's part of his thrill. So I think that there may be some compulsion.
I think I'm right on this because I don't think this is something where it's the thrill of the chase. I mean, if these things are true, once again, it's all alleged. But if these things are true, I think it's the thrill of the chase of, you know, somebody really finding you attractive and being into it. And Dell's talked about maybe this is something he saw when he was young in a porn or whatever. And you say that not even jokingly, that's something he saw.
I'm not kidding about that. I mean, depending on what he watched when he was a kid, this could be something he looked at, saw, and thought it was great.
When he was in that age range,
and he wants to emulate it. Go, look, I liked it. Now I'm in a position to do that. Let's see what goes down. And the fact that it's almost like, will it happen, won't it happen, is part of it.
Well, and there's, I mean, if you think for one second that if these things are true that he's doing this, if you think that he's had no success in getting what he wants, you're a fool.
Well, I think it's happened.
You're an absolute fool.
Probably.
I'm sure there have been people who have been maybe attracted or maybe nervous and did it, or maybe
why not go back to them? Why not go back to them if they won't? You know,
because it's like you've conquered that.
Yeah.
Now on to something new and exciting and unknown. Hmm. And I think it really is a compulsion. Once again, if all this is true, then he's dealing with a compulsion. And his best course of action, honestly, I don't know, it's tricky now. Rusty Harden probably, despite him throwing 18 more names on the board, I still think Rusty probably knows best. And my guess is you don't want to just go straight to it as some type of admission. But at some point, there just needs to come out. Look, I've got something I need to work on. And go do your interview with Oprah. And, you know, Deshaun is going to be back playing pro football. I really feel confident. I'd wager substantial money that Deshaun Watson will be playing football for sure by 2022. I used to be pretty sure about 2021, but if the timing doesn't get worked out, and this is not, and we don't have a resolution of some sort, then the NFL's suspensions, like, I don't think they're ever going to let him play with this hanging over him at all. They're not just going to say, well, we're going to suspend you for this amount of time, and then basically we will wait and see what happens. Like, you can't let him come back. This isn't going to be an Antonio Brown thing. So, I do think at some point, though, Deshaun, there's going to have to be, the PR stuff is, that's not coming back. You're not coming back from that PR-wise. You might be able to do some damage control, but no one's going to be rushing to get Deshaun Watson. He's lost millions from a PR standpoint. I talked to a marketing rep yesterday about this. He goes, dude, Deshaun, you're not going to be, Deshaun can't, you can't touch Deshaun Watson for a long time. He might be able to get certain deals that are kind of under, you know, under the radar, trading card stuff, whatever, but he's not getting, you're not getting, he's not going to be the face of an HEB, of an Amazon Web Services and all that stuff. That's just not happening. It can't, Nike, it just can't happen right now. So, but I think he'll play, and I think he'll eventually say, look, I got a problem. But he's going to need to do an interview with a female. He's going to need to be asked hard questions, and he's going to need to come out there. And but sports fans are extraordinarily forgiving as long as you can do something for them. Like it's just win game.
We got a response from Rusty Harden, so we'll get that on the other side. But we also said that we'd be talking about HRP, so we got to pay off on that right now. HRP.net, HRP.net. For those of you, if you have HR, it's HR&P, human resources and payroll. So for those of you that need human resources, like here, David Gao, he needs human resources in case I say anything inappropriate at any point, right? Yeah. So that, and he has said he has used HR&P before for HR, not with me, other people who said inappropriate things on our airways. and you know what? You got to do it the right way. This is that it's no joking matter, because if you do have HR issues at your company, you can be liable for it, and you don't want that. You want somebody who's going to be able to take care of that, and that is HR&P. And the payroll, second to none. It is awesome. It is spectacular. You can call up here and talk to Laura about, ask for Laura, and she will tell you all about what HR&P does for us. They do, they're spectacular, and you don't need to, you need to sell your widgets. You don't need to be doing payroll or HR, because your widgets need to be sold. So if you're a company that needs a new HR and payroll company, HRP.net, 281-880-6525.
This is ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, a couple of things have just come out right now. And one of them is a response from Rusty Harden to yesterday's press conference. I'm not going to read the whole thing. He says, in her remarks, Ms. Sola stated, people say I'm doing this just for money. That is false. This case ain't, Busby says, this case ain't about money. It certainly ain't about public seeking publicity or fame. I personally don't need it. These women don't want it. This case is about female empowerment.
That's Busby.
That's Busby saying that.
Okay.
But he did ask for $100,000 in hush money on behalf of Ms. Solis to quietly settle the suit, the allegations this month. My client demand is $100,000. Busby associate Cornelia Branfield Harvey wrote in a February 9, 2021 email on behalf of Ms. Solis. Ms. Branfield Harvey followed up with a clarification of the $100,000 demand later that same day. This offer remains open until Friday of this week. Mr. Busby is copied on all the emails. The Watson representative who engaged in the discussion with Mr. Busby and his firm is Scott Gaffield, the general counsel at the Athletes First Agency of Laguna Beach.
That's Deshaun's agency.
Deshaun's agency. On February 19th, Mr. Gaffield responded to Mr. Busby, the rationale behind the $100,000 man, given that we don't believe that the alleged facts show that Deshaun Watson did anything wrong. Mr. Busby responded with the same that same morning. We made a legit demand. You rejected it. We won't be making another or bid against ourselves. This is Houston, Texas. Perhaps you should find him a lawyer here so you can apprise both you and your client of the landscape here and who you're dealing with. Ooh. Mr. Gaffield said, my email exchanges with Mr. Busby and Ms. Branfield Harvey were very clear. We did not think that the facts showed that Deshaun did anything wrong with their client. We believed then and fully believe now that Deshaun learned a lesson about putting himself in this type of situation by interacting with people he does not know. As the emails show, we were willing to continue discussions on Deshaun's behalf to explore ways to prevent a lawsuit and a public spectacle. But Mr. Busby informed us that he was unwilling to do so. We expect this matter will be resolved in court. I don't know that that proves anything, because Deshaun Watson's representative didn't believe so.
I just find it interesting listening to how the lawyers go back and forth. That doesn't do what.
Well, no, I guess what Rusty's trying to prove here is that this is a money grab.
Well, Rusty.
Oh, no, they want financial compensation.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Mark Florio put out there that okay, sure, they asked for money. Most civil cases are about money, so we all know at this point it's about money. Jazz Brooks.
Yeah, this is something.
Black Sports Online, Robert Latall. Apparently, this came out, at least he posted it 16 hours ago, that one of the women who were supposed to be, you know, in support of Deshaun was in other women's DMs warning them about him. According to lawyer Tony Busby, he has a DM from Brooks telling another person that she no longer worked with Watson because there's too much stuff about him messing with other people. She also states in the DM she warned Watson that his name was getting around and he needs to be careful.
This is the woman who said she massaged him over 40 times with no issues. She is in DM saying, oh, she's not going to work with him anymore.
So they got that? I mean,
that's bad. That's bad for Deshaun.
Once again,
that's a misstep by Rusty. You introduced this woman into the woman into the public.
So if he would have settled in advance, what's to keep other, like, is he going to have to keep, because I just got a text, those dumbasses could have settled all this for $100,000. Yeah. Well, with one person, but I don't know because there was, and well, here's the thing. I mean, just realistically, if settlements had come out, and it stayed hush-hush under the radar, then there might not be these same numbers of women who felt, you know, some people will say they're just coming for money. Others will say, no, they felt empowered where, okay, I didn't realize that happened to you. It happened to me too. I thought I was the only one. And so if they would have settled, I mean, I think if you asked Deshaun Watson privately and Rusty Harden, it's a no-brainer. You settle, and you try to keep that mm-hmm. as quiet as possible. They misstepped. Wasn't the right move strategically. No matter what your thoughts are one way or another on this matter, from a strategic standpoint, I don't think there's any doubt that this was probably a poor move, and now we're going to keep on going and going and going, and this thing's going to get into the millions. There's no way that Ashley Solis, if she was wanting to settle for $100,000, what is it now? Now that she's put herself out there publicly for more degradation,
right.
go look at the comments. Tony Busby right now is probably having a field day. All your YouTube comments that you guys have, what? Print. Here you go. Pain and suffering. Look what they're saying about our client.
Yeah.
This is easy now. This is easy. You'll have all these comments on Twitter. They're probably going through every thread and saying, look at this. Look at this.
Yep. It's interesting, this Jazz Brooks, she came forward and said, I've massaged him 40 times and there was no inappropriateness. And here's what the DM says that Tony Busby has. I told you I stopped working with Deshaun because I was hearing too much stuff about him messing with other people. He's been doing a lot in the last 3 or 4 months. I even told his ass he needed to be careful because his name's getting around. I just hope don't nobody call me to question me. This is the person that Rusty put out there front and center to defend Deshaun with 40 massages.
How do you spell her name? I can't even find the story.
J-A-S.
Oh, okay.
Jazz Brooks. J-A-S Brooks. Yikes.
That is just...
That's not good for Deshaun.
How is Russ... That's what I'm saying. Tony Busby has to vet everybody. That's why there's no way you can just take on... Oh, you know what? Since we just came out, here's four more. Like, you can't do that.
Tony said yesterday, he said, I've had five other people that have come forward and we couldn't verify their story, so there's five more.
You have to vet these people very carefully. But Rusty should have been vetting them very carefully, too.
Yeah.
You can't let this, but I don't know how he, but what can Rusty do? You know what I mean?
That's
the problem is you don't know what's out there. And if Deshaun doesn't tell you everything, you don't know what's out there in these direct messages.
If this DM is true and Jazz Brooks did say that, then that's really, really bad for Deshaun. This is really bad for Deshaun. 703-780-3776, if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. No, we don't care what's Gilbert's opinion on massage therapists. We don't want that.
I beg to differ.
No, we don't need... We do not need...
Yes, we do.
Gilbert's opinion on
that. Jess Brooks is... Her account is private.
It's private now?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm pretty sure she caught some. Yeah. Lamont, this is the Me Too founder. What about the Me Too founder?
Who's the Me
Too? He sent a picture of her.
So what?
Who cares? She's the founder.
Why does that matter?
I don't know why that matters, Lamont. What is wrong with you?
Who's the Me Too founder? What's it a picture of? Just a woman?
Just that woman? I don't know. I don't know.
That, from here, that looks like Booker T. From here, I can't really see it.
Oh,
she kind of does.
Yeah.
I mean.
But who cares?
I don't care. I don't care what she looks like. In this case, you know what? We don't care what she looks like.
So you're not going to ask that question this time.
What she look like?
Yeah. In this case, it doesn't matter.
No. Well, to me, you know, all the ones, the 18 that came forward, said that Deshaun never did anything. Mm-hmm. Now I care what they look like.
Well, I don't look. Maybe Rusty just has the worst client possible. But what is he doing?
Yeah, I don't know. Rusty's pretty good at his job. He's getting worked in this one.
This may need to be the retirement case.
Yeah, he's getting worked. But well, listen. Sometimes you just can't defend a guy.
Yeah,
I mean, Deshaun. Hey, Deshaun, dude. Is there anything else you need to tell me, Deshaun?
This is right out of a movie where he gets sandbagged in court, and then he yells at him in the
room.
He yells
at him.
I told you to be honest with me.
You might have told me about this.
That would have been something I could have used yesterday. What are you doing?
Here comes the lawyer.
You want to tell me about this? Do you want to tell me about this? I just stormed in.
Yeah.
I sat down. I slammed down papers. What?
Well, what?
You might have wanted to say, didn't that happen with Ed Norton whenever he was Stempler counselor? You didn't tell me about this girl and this video you did with the priest and all that stuff.
No.
I didn't know. And then, of course, later you find out. Yep. Oh, God, I hope that's not Deshaun, is not Ed Norton's character.
Whoa, no.
Where he's like, I'm just this way. And all of a sudden, way to go, Marty. You finally figured it out. Where you realize, did you ever see that movie?
What is it?
Oh, my God.
Not the usual
it's
suspects.
No. It's the first movie that I ever saw.
I'm hoping he's not the usual suspects.
Aaron Stempler. It's the first movie I ever saw Ed Norton do, and I don't even want to tell you the twist because you probably haven't seen it. The movie is, let's see, what is the movie?
Just look up Stempler. Shouldn't that name bring you to?
Yeah, it should. I mean, wasn't his mom in a movie?
Way to go, Marty.
Stempler's mom?
That's a different movie Stempler's. Altogether.
Oh, same thing.
I think it's
842 Stempler. ESPN 97.
There it is. Primal Fear. You never seen Primal Fear?
I don't think I have.
Dude. Primal Fear is phenomenal. This is Ed Norton back then. It was made in 1996. With
Richard Gere.
Yeah, Richard Gere is the lawyer, and he's just a poor kid. Yeah.
Oh, I think I might have seen it. Yeah.
Oh, it's strong.
Yeah.
Because the plot twist at the end is like, you definitely didn't see this coming.
Oh, that, yeah. Where he gives you the look, you know he's guilty. He gives you that look at the end. Yeah.
That's the look.
All right, 843 ESPN 97.5. Still ahead, we'll talk about my hair. That's coming up in the next break here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This cannot become a consistent thing.
No, this is not a bit.
We're promoing our live spots.
And we'll pay it off in about 15 minutes.
You
want to
pay off?
You want to keep your listeners still?
Yeah.
That's how we do it.
That's right. You want to pay off on it? We're going to have a happy ending for this promo, okay? In the next segment.
Answer that? To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
846 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Can we talk about the Astros? Can we talk about a 5-1 road trip? Can we talk about Zach Greinke going... seven. Can we talk about 96 pitches? Can we talk about just giving up a bomb to Trout and that's it? Can we talk about Presley? Can we talk about Presley coming in and getting the job done? Can we talk about that?
A two inning appearance.
Yeah. How about that? He said he had to get Ryan Presley into the game. He hadn't pitched since opening day, right? And he looked pretty good. I mean, it was a little scary when he gave up the hit in the ninth, but that was, you know what? They got the double play. Bing, bing, bing. Carlos Correa, what did he feel? Sexy. That's right. Carlos felt sexy. He likes...
Read that quote. You got to read the quote. It's just too good not to... Frankly, it should have come up earlier in the show again.
Yeah.
Came up early. It should be coming up every segment.
I got to find it. Carlos Correa had the game-winning hit, and he said afterwards he likes... late inning situations, game situations, because
coming through in the clutch because
coming through
it
makes him feel sexy.
Yeah.
Is that not totally sweet? Is that not the best quote ever? It makes him feel sexy.
Yeah,
you know what, Carlos Correa. I like when Carlos Correa feels sexy. I mean, I don't. I mean, it doesn't. I think I put that wrong.
Yeah, probably.
What phrasing here? I mean, I did get a chance. I got a chance to hang a little bit with Daniela last night at a dinner, and very happy for them.
Did you talk?
I'm hoping. I kind of feel like the Astros are. You know what? The Astros are probably not are not going to promote Carlos Correa as a great shortstop this year. Carlos, you're a six-hole hitter. You're not a $300 million player. Sorry.
Isn't that what he is, though, on this team? It's too many hitters.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
No, he hasn't started well.
Tuve, Yuli. I mean, Tucker didn't start great, but you look at Jordan, Bregman. I mean, the fact is Carlos is 6 or 7
yeah.
on this team.
Yeah, Carlos is, he is, if you want to, I mean, especially the way that Yuli has started hitting. Carlos has not started hitting all that well. He's not. Now, it helps when you come up and you feel sexy in a big situation. Maybe is Carlos the new big sexy? Is he big sexy? As opposed to, who's our listener that's big sexy? Death by Sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, that's...
That's different.
Carlos is the big sexy.
He's the big sexy. Is that his new nickname?
We could call him Papi Chulo. Would be more Puerto Rican. Maybe he would like, you know, the whole Papi. Instead of Big Papi, Papi Chulo. You could also have that one, too.
Yeah.
He could come to the plate with some Son Dubious playing. Dun, 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 dun.
Why are we talking about Carlos Chulo? What is this?
Papi Chulo.
Papi Chulo?
That's a song by Son Dubious. Does it mean something? I didn't say culo.
No, I know that.
Okay. I don't know what Papi Chulo means. That probably should Google.
You ought to just look it case. Up before.
I don't want to go. I don't want to go full.
I don't know in Puerto Rico.
I don't
want to
go full
Chulo.
Myers Leonard or full Carlton Davis. Yeah, Pimp Daddy. There it is.
Oh,
Papi
okay.
Chulo. You can call him that.
What does Papi Chulo mean? Is the word you're looking for if you find a son in kind non-sexual or non-romantic way? Real pretty. Real pretty is what it means.
Look,
use it to compliment a part of someone's English. Outfit or tell someone you
chulo,
think they look cute.
But when it's Papi Chulo, it turns into... Look, this is the Spanish to English. Papi Chulo, Pimp Daddy.
Pimp Daddy.
That's okay. What is used for the slang. That's what I'm saying. Papi Chulo could be his nickname. You got a Son Dubious song from back in the 90s. Papi Chulo, you got it. I mean, I'm telling you. That's that he should lean into this.
He walked in like he was some kind of Papi Chulo, always trying to impress the ladies with his unbuttoned
claro
shirts
que sí.
And high-water jeans.
Pues, high-water jeans?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know about that.
It means an attractive man. Papi Chulo. He claro, could be Papi Chulo.
Claro que sí, yeah. Papi Chulo. Sí,
do you think that he's Del? Do you think that Carlos is Papi Chulo?
Pues, no.
It's not something I've ever
he's
considered.
He's an attractive man. Would you rather call him Big Sexy or Papi Chulo?
I'd rather call him former Astro Carlos Correa than what you're suggesting.
Former Astro? He's
hater.
Part of the Astros.
No, I'd rather call
hating
him that
ass hater.
Than what you want me to call him. Current Met, actually, current Yankee or whatever he would
not
join.
Gonna
not going to be a Met. Yeah. And former Astro before I call him what you want me to. I ain't doing that. What do I look like?
Yeah.
You can call him that. I mean, you can transfer your love for, who was it? Who was that pitcher who's no longer here?
Cole?
No. The other one. The one whose wife looked at you weird in Boston.
Oh.
The one who threw...
I forget his name now.
Peacock.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Brett.
It was Peacock. You can transfer your love of Peacock to Correa. You can call him Big Sexy or Papi Chulo or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to hear what your nickname for Brad Peacock would have been.
Did you just shorten his last name and just call him?
No.
Hey?
No. P?
Did you call him?
I didn't call him P.
Did you call him BC?
Whose wife was always, who got a little, whose wife started chirping a lot on social media?
Chris Bent. Chris, was it Benson?
No. McHugh. For the Astros. McHugh. Yeah, McHugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Colin McHugh.
Yeah,
didn't you have a fetish for Colin McHugh at one point?
No, I never had a fetish for any pitcher. What are you talking about? Except Lima.
No.
That's the only one.
No, Brad Peacock.
Well, I did have a man crush on him.
Yeah.
Because
why?
Because he was a good pitcher.
He showed up a couple times.
Yeah, he had a couple of...
Yeah.
These, he wasn't even Charlie Morton.
No, he wasn't Charlie effing Morton. Nobody's Charlie effing Morton. No. But I enjoyed Brad. He was a good pitcher for us. I did.
Did you think it
I
went a little
I declared my
far.
Love for him on the show, yeah.
A little much.
Well, maybe a little bit. Maybe I overstated it a little bit, what his value was. Maybe.
Es posible.
Yeah. But I wanted him to be a starting pitcher for our team. Now, not so much. Where is he, by the way? Is he still alive?
I don't think he's dead. I just don't know where he is.
Should we call him? No, we shouldn't call him that, Art. There's no D in Carlos's name. He's
what's he want to call us?
I don't know. Why does he want to call him anything like that? How
Brad
about Sweet C? We could call him Sweet C because he's Carlos Correa.
Brad Peacock does not have a job right now.
No, none of these. Just call him Papi Chulo and be done with it. Not Sweet C. Not Sweet. Like, all of these are problematic, as we say, as Del and I say, for our culture. It's problematic.
What culture are we in together?
Yeah.
Looking out for people, being allies to everything.
Were you an ally when you used the term hog swallower yesterday?
Yeah, that's not an ally.
I'm an ally to people who are being cyberbullied because we'll clap back.
Wheel.
Yeah.
Or phone call bullied.
I don't clap back. I just put you on mute and don't
talk. It was a guy who was actually phone called. So that's called phone call bullying.
It's 8:50.
I was prank called on the show yesterday.
You weren't prank called.
Oh, no, that wasn't a prank call. You actually said hog swallowers. Ocho is here. Let's get him in. He wants to talk about the Astros. What do you say, Ocho?
There we go.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, real quick, just wanted to comment on the Astros, man. I don't know if you saw the stat they showed last night about them, the number of opposite field hits they're getting so far this season as compared to last season, and that's good to see. And I don't know if it's intentional and they're just, you know, swinging late on some pitches, but I hope it's intentional because it would be a good thing instead of them trying to pull the ball all the time, especially Altuve, because he seems to be seeing the ball quite well early on. And I got a question for Dale, man. I'm a documentary freak, and I don't know if did you see the docuseries, the Surviving R. Kelly and Surviving Jeffrey Epstein?
No, those are dark things that I don't like watching.
I saw Epstein. I did not see R. Kelly.
No, I didn't see either one.
Well, yeah. I guess my quick question is: do you think? And I know this is he's not in a criminal in a criminal mess yet. But do you think we could see Lifetime broadcasting or airing Surviving Deshaun Watson based on what's going on now? And that's all I got.
Well, I hate to even think about
that. Oh, God, I hope not.
I don't know what all I know with Epstein and R. Kelly, I think it went further from what we know, certainly with Epstein. I don't know everything with R. Kelly, but that was also underage. So, yeah, I'd hate to put Deshaun Watson in the same category as Epstein or R. Kelly based on what they did. So do I think there could be a 30 for 30, like a sports production of Deshaun Watson? There was on Tiger Woods. Now, it was much further along in his career, but Tiger Woods had a documentary that came out that discussed, obviously, his sexual proclivities, how he – you know, saw it with his father. Like, that was very interesting. He gave a different layer for Tiger Woods. But do you see, okay, so that's a great example. Tiger Woods, you've got Elin Nordgren at home. You got nothing to gain and everything to lose. And look at the reckless stuff Tiger Woods did. It's not supposed, I know people can't think that this makes any sense, that Deshaun could possibly do this. Look how hot his girl is. Would you do anything if you had this at home? It's not about that. Look at the chances Tiger Woods took for what?
Mm-hmm.
Who? That's a sex addiction.
Yep. Absolutely. No, this is a little bit different. 8:57 ESPN 97.5. Still ahead, we will tell you about eating crawfish. But right now, I want to tell you about my hair. Okay? This is the payoff. This is the payoff for the earlier preview, promo. Doc Linville, I'm going to see him today, as a matter of fact. And Doc Linville is awesome. I love Doc Linville. I love what he's done for me. He's going to take a look at this hair, and he's going to say, I did a great job. That's what he's going to say. And you know what? Doc Linville does a great job every single day. He has become one of the leading hair, and I don't want to say replacement, because it's not replacement. He's the hair mover in the city of Houston. You move it from the side and back of your head up to the top, and you feel like you feel great about your hair. I feel great about my hair. I know Fred feels great about his hair. Fred's like, you want to look like Fred? All you got to do is go to 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com. You can have long flowing locks like this. All you got to do is go to 975hair.com. Doc is awesome. You're going to love it. You're going to love the whole process. The neo grafting is second to none. And listen, you can have hair on the top of your head in a matter of months. And it's so easy. And it's a wonderful process. And you're going to love it. 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5.